That ain't my name, nigga. Do you hear me keep calling Lawrence? Do you keep me? Nigga don't like when his name is Lawrence. What, bitch? I'm trying to impress my player pie. That's why I don't like hanging around street niggas, because they always remind you, just tell jokes, man. Just. That's why I love niggas, man. They talking about a recession. Niggas don't know nothing about no motherfucking recession. We've been in a recession. White people lose their money and kill everybody in the house. Honey, I can't take it. Get the kids. A nigga lose his money and do what? Get sleepy. Nigga be tired as hell after he lost a bankroll. Man, I'm tired of motherfucking. I'ma sleep this shit off, man. Call the nigga sleep rocker, sleep so much. Ladies, you can't think a man got money, you know what I mean, and give him something too quick. Might get home, the nigga's dick might be uncircumcised. Girl, if you don't sit your big ass down. Boy, you have to fuck her with a walkie-talkie, that ass so big. I'm about to smack your ass over. That's a 10-4, big dog. Go ahead and hit it. We gotta hit the ass like. Quit throwing them mini pads up here, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up. And pick your EBT card out from up under the seat.
Women say the most hurtful shit. I don't know where y'all pull it from. Y'all so good at that shit. You know, D-Ray gotta always leave you a true story, right? I'm leaving the club, and as I'm leaving, you know how you leave the club because commotion is kicking off. And no offense to the white people, but niggas know how to get out when shit about to pop. Here's some shit. Oh, shit. Hey, let's go and get up out this motherfucker, man. I'm leaving the club. I'm going outside. I see a guy and a girl arguing. Women say some hurtful shit. Don't tell no woman nothing about you personal unless you planning on being with her forever. Don't give women that ammo. Because when a woman get mad, shit. She snapped. I couldn't believe she said this shit. They was arguing back and forth. And she said, I know it. Well, nigga, next time you want to kill yourself, call another bitch. I'm like, God. Women some mean motherfuckers when y'all wanna be. Don't piss no woman off. What thing you don't wanna get a woman to is the okay point. When she okay and smiling. Fuck you, bitch. Okay. 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 Shawnee, what the fuck you clapping for? So rich ass, shut up. You okay, all right. Women lose their mind over 2 days of a relationship. Cause women, y'all need that love shit. You be a woman 2 days, you're like, so why the fuck you ain't called? I was at home with my wife. She don't like me dialing out when she... That's right, preach. Oh shit, the white girl trained already. I love it. She trained. You got her trained already, brother? Look at her. He got a salute and shit. Oh, shit.
I knew my daughter was going to be a freak when this bitch was 3 months old. Oh, y'all don't know me? You'll see. No, listen. This little heifer, she never kept the bottle in her mouth. She always pulled a bottle out and shake the milk all over her face and shit. She... I told her, I said, I say, girl, you just like your mama, girl. Man, we finna get ghettoed in a motherfucker up in this motherfucker, goddamn. Heard they was taxing niggas in the parking lot there, man. We finna turn this motherfucker up. Speaking of baby mamas, I can't stand my baby mama, lousy bitch. I hate my baby mama. I go to, I got a good though. Listen, I went to Best Buy and I bought one of them big ass, I didn't buy shit. I got the people that work there to give me one of them big ass 52-inch TV screen boxes. Yeah, and I put that motherfucker in the back of her building right where her dumpster at just because I knew them niggas was gonna break in her crib. Bitch, I ain't the only one gonna pay, bitch.
No real thugs. My uncle is a real thug. Certified. Put a stamp on him. Locked up 15 years. Got out of jail. Ain't nothing changed. Very serious. Like, listen, when my uncle talk, this how he look. I don't care what he talking about. This how he look. I don't care what he's saying. Put the goddamn jelly on the motherfucking sandwich. Do it. Spread it. He's crazy. He's crazy. He's institutionalized, man. You gotta understand, when you've been in jail for 15 years, all you know is jail. Your mannerisms, your language, you eat, sleep, and think jail. Okay? Your threats aren't even the same. Like, whenever you threaten somebody, they should know what's about to happen. It's a transition into a fight. I'm sick of your ass. Get up. When they get up, they know it's gonna be a fight. Stuff my uncle says leaves you in suspense. They're like the worst jail metaphors I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know how to explain them, okay? He gets out of jail, my brother called me. He said, Kev, Uncle Richard Jr. just got home. I said, what? I'm on the first flight. I'll be there in the morning. I ain't seen him in 15 years. I gotta see him. I get there, my uncle in the middle of the living room floor. I'm hyped to see him. I'm like, Uncle Richard Jr., what up, baby? 15 years, that's a long time, man. How you been? I swear to God, that's what he said to me. Say it with your chest, little ass nigga. I didn't know what to say. My brother came out of nowhere and grabbed me. He was like, chill. He's been saying this all day. We don't know what it means. Just wait a minute till we figure it out. Now, here's the thing, right? I said, no, I'm not going to chill. I'm going to talk to him. Y'all not talking to him. I pulled him to the side and said, look, Unc, a lot of stuff has changed since you've been going, man. I'm doing well. I'm making good money now. Let me take you out, put you around some women, get some drinks. We'll have a good time. He said, all right, cool. I take him to a lounge, right? I'm at the bar. I'm drinking. There's women around me. I'm having a good time. I can't see him, but I can hear him. I can't see him, but I can hear him. Out of nowhere, all I hear is, I'm sick of this motherfucker, man. Kev, pin the tail on his ass. Is it his birthday? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? What do you mean? Peel this motherfucker's muffin cap back blue. Is that a drink? That's probably a drink. Can I get a peel his muffin cap back blue? Say it with your chest! Can I get a peel his muffin cap? I didn't know what to do. I was confused.
What the fuck do women want? I know what you want. Everything. That's every woman's answer. Everything. Women want every fucking thing. Women act like life is just a big sale and shit. They want to get the most shit before things close down. That's how fucking life is to a woman. Everything. You know what men want? Do you know what men want? Food, sex, silence. That's it. That's it. Food, sex, silence. Feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. Goals seem very attainable, don't they? Women, women, women. It's hard to figure women out. It's hard being a guy. God, we always think we could buy sex. Like, if I take it here, she give me some. If I buy this, she give me some. Shit, nothing gets you none. Shit, a woman knows she's gonna fuck you within the first 5 minutes of meeting you. Women know right away. They shaking hands like, I'ma fuck him. hope he don't say nothing too stupid. That's right, fellas, don't say nothing too stupid, because women are all about the mood. If she's in the mood to fuck you, shut up, let it happen. Because if you say the wrong thing, them panties are coming up mighty fast. What you say? And she'd be on the phone with a girlfriend, yeah, child, I was gonna give him some. But he just started talking. Yakety yak, 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 yak. I hate a yakking man, child. That's right, man. Relationships, easy to get into, hard to maintain. Why is it so hard to maintain? Because it's hard to keep up the lie. It's like, because you can't get nobody being you. You got to lie to get somebody. You can't get nobody looking like you look, acting like you act, sounding like you sound. That's right, when you meet somebody for the first time, you're not meeting them, you're meeting their representative. That's right. That's right. Who's the biggest liars, men or women? Men lie the most, women tell the biggest lies. Men, we lie all the time. We lie so much it's damn near language. That's right, to call a man out for lying is like playing basketball with a retarded kid and calling him for double dribble. You gotta let some shit slide. You just gotta let some shit slide.
Need an alibi. I can't be no celebrity. This shit is just the worst. I'm seeing it. I see why stars are crazy, man. These motherfuckers. I went to Disney World with my kids, which is a big deal for me. I don't get to see my kids so much. I do Chappelle's show 20 hours a day, sleep for like half an hour, raise my kids for 10, 20 minutes, and I go back to work. Now, this particular day, I got to hook up with the kids. We went to Disney World. Everybody at the park, fucking everybody. Hey, hey. I'm Rick James, bitch. Hey, I'm Rick James, bitch. It's like, hey, man, hey. You mind not calling me a bitch in front of my kids? Time out, motherfucker. We take a day off. Even Mickey Mouse did it. I said, this is the most unprofessional shit I have ever seen in my life. Rick James, bitch. Oh, I was fed up. I caught that motherfucker with an uppercut. Bop! Knocked his head clean off. Everybody was screaming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mickey Mouse is Mexican. I had a terrible time in Disney World. Disney World is like a whole nother country anyway. They got their own currency. That shit is ridiculous. As soon as I check in the hotels, welcome to Disney World, Mr. Chappelle. Can we interest you in some Disney dollars? Nah, man, I'm cool. Can't buy weed and pussy with Disney dollars, nigga. I'm on vacation. I like them greenbacks. I like them greenbacks. You know what I'm saying? It's the kind of money people spend. People are very particular about that. I saw that. That was one of the main stories from the war. It was the first big thing we did was they said, now that Iraq has been liberated, we have managed to take Saddam Hussein's face off of the money. And I'm not going to lie, when that press conference came off, I was like choked up. I was actually proud to be an American, because that is a very subtle psychological nuance of oppression to have a dictator on your money. And it's thoughtful to be able to take that motherfucker off for the goodwill of another person, right? But then I thought, well, if you could do that for Iraq, what about our money, man? Yeah. Our money looked like baseball cards with slave owners on.
My family threw him on me, man. They threw him on me. They said, Kev, look, you making money? Give him a job. Give him a second chance in life. I said, fine, you know what? I'm going to let him train me, okay? I was about to go to Australia. I was going to film a movie. I wanted to get a little bigger, so I'm going to let him train me. Now, reason why, my uncle had that jail body. Up top, solid. Not a game. Rock hard. Didn't work on his legs that much. So, sometimes you can see him struggling to keep the top half up. This nigga legs. Looked like this nigga was tip drilling all the time. Nigga, what are you doing, huh? Why you keep shaking your ass? What are you doing? Relax your ass, man. I ain't shaking it. It's my legs. Now, for those people who do not understand the job of a personal trainer, I explain it to you. Personal trainer's job is to do what? Motivate you people. Make you feel like you can do things you never thought you could do. Here's an example of a personal trainer's conversation. Come on, man. You can do it. Push it. You got it. Breathe. Three more. Last two. Get it up. Last one. Good set. Go wipe off. That's a trainer conversation. Once again, I didn't like the way that he talked to me, okay? We're at the gym. I'm on a weight bench. I'm not gonna lie. I'm struggling. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. Out of nowhere, he came up behind me. He was like, close your mouth for somebody come up, put their dick in it on the yard. What'd he say? What'd he just say? Somebody get the weights. I just want to ask him something. Somebody get the weights. Let me ask him something. Is it a dick out behind me for real? Or is he just joking? No, if it is, that's got to change. Somebody's got to put that up because I'm not going to work out if that's going to stay out. I pay my membership just like everybody else and I don't need to see that while I'm here. Fix it.
How many birthdays in the house? How many motherfucking Aries. Arrogant motherfucker, sit down. I love it. Where the Pisces at? Sit y'all's weird asses down. Weird, quiet, good friend motherfuckers. Where the Taurus is at? Y'all some moody, money-hungry motherfuckers. Where the Geminis? Two-faced it, summertime-y motherfuckers. Fuck y'all. I love you. Fuck you.
I love you.
Where the Leos at? In here trying to run some shit. Goddamn Leos. Where the Scorpios at? Oh, suck a dick. Sit your freaky ass down. Freaky motherfuckers. Put a thumb in your ass. Relax. Where the Sagittarius is at? Look at this nigga here. You better be in the car seat when you leave here tonight, little motherfucker. That ain't a half man, half horse. That's a half man, half turtle right there. Boy, if you'll sit your little ass down. And the nigga got some shoes with the wheels on the bottom of it. Got it! I seen the one nigga walking and just start flying like this.
You loyal, baby? Yeah, very loyal. That's your man right there. Fuck the bullshit. He got the, huh? He what? It's not a problem. Oh, if he makes a mistake, it's not a problem. See, okay, I'm glad D-Ray on the show so I can rectify for everybody at home what the problem is. The problem is too many men out here doing fucked up shit. So that limits the good men out here. So women, when they see something good, like they see your man and think he a good thing, they gonna come after your man. It's hard on him. We are the victims. Yes, get the fuck out of here. Give him a pass, it's hard to be out here. So you loyal 100%. You stand up for your man, that's your nigga. If you love that man right now, you would never cheat on him ever. Stand up for him right now, you would never cheat on him. Hey nigga, if I get your bitch to stand up that quick, she'll suck a dick that fast too. Let me let you know that. up, nigga, see? Now, Trainer, they gonna be riding home. He gonna be pissed off. Bitch, don't you ever stand up again. Ooh, I love being D-Ray. I say what the fuck I feel. I love you too. If I could see you, I mean it. I don't want to be saying I love you to a six. Are you a six, baby? Oh, y'all know what a six is? Y'all know what a dime is, don't you? All right, then. I'm sorry, baby. She's still trying to figure it out. That's you said that, baby? You want to fuck around? No, I'm asking you on camera. Do you want to fuck around? Would you like to have sex? I ain't about that bullshit. Fuck it. It's on. We doing it? All right, it's painful. I don't mean the sex. I mean the part where I get up, walk out, and be like, all right.
Welcome, goddammit, to the All-Star Weekend, all this goof-ass shit. Look, ladies, listen. It's very important you listen to this. Please do not price your pussy out the game this weekend. It is women from all over the country down here, and they know how to hustle, goddammit. Some of y'all expectations are too motherfucking high, goddammit. It's a lot of bum-ass bitches who understand that $100 per man can add up. Some of y'all motherfuckers, y'all expectations are too high. This one girl, this bitch stomach looked like some balled up homework. What? I ain't lying on her. I don't know her shit. This bitch talk about she want $500 and a nice hotel room. I was like, bitch, I ain't rent this minivan for nothing, goddammit. I say bitch a lot. I see some of you ladies out there looking shocked. I say bitch a lot, goddammit. It ain't nothing but something to get used to. Fellas, the reason the women are looking at me crazy right now, because y'all don't say bitch enough. You call your girl a bitch one day and she checked you and you never did it again. You was like, you bitch? She was like, I know you ain't calling. Your scary ass never did it again. Consistency pays off. I call my girl a bitch all the time, goddammit. You ain't always gotta say it when you mad. That's the problem. Call your girl a bitch when you having a good time. You know, be like, hey, bitch, you crazy. Bitch, you gotta break her in. Shit. I remember when my girl finally gave in and shit. It's in the bathroom over there, bitch. She was like, where? I was like,
man, we lie all the time. We lie all the time. You know what a man's lie is like? A man's lie is like, I was at Tony's house. I'm at Kenny's house. That's a man's lie. A woman's lie is like, it's your baby. Well, we've all heard that one. And hey, it don't even look like me. Oh, he's got your hat. That's right. Who's the biggest liars? Women the biggest liars. Biggest lie. Look at you. All of you. You lie. You a fucking liar. You. You a liar. You're all liars. All of you fucking liars. Masters of the lie. The visual lie. Look at you. You got on heels. You ain't that tall. You got on makeup. Your face don't look like that. You got a weave. Your hair ain't that long. You got a Wonder Bra on. Your titties ain't that big. Everything about you is a lie, and you expect me to tell the truth. Fuck you.
George Washington is the worst of the worst. Yes, I said it. You mythologize this motherfucker like he was the greatest dude, man. If I went back in time with a white person and we saw George Washington walking in front of our time machine, my white friend would probably be like, oh my God, Dave, look, there's George Washington. It's the father of this great nation. I'm gonna go shake his hand. I'd be on the other side like, run, nigga, George Washington. And we'd both be right. You like him because he wrote the Declaration of Independence and all that shit. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. Go get me a sandwich, nigger, or I'll kill you. Liberty, justice for all. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Wait a minute, did he not own slaves? Didn't he own slaves? That's all I'm saying. I almost protested the war in the beginning. Almost. Until I saw what happened to them Dixie chicks. I said, fuck that. If they'll do that to three white women, they will tear my black ass to pieces. I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, man, they would. But I'm like, for real, why you care so much what the Dixie chicks say? They're not like they political scientists or nothing. They just bitches that can sing good. You know what I mean? Stop worshiping celebrities so much. Just don't listen, pay attention. I remember right around September 11th, Ja Rule was on MTV. That's what they said. We got Ja Rule on the phone. Let's see what Ja's thoughts are on this tragedy. Who gives a fuck what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this, nigga? This is ridiculous. I don't want to dance. I'm scared to death. I want some answers that Ja Rule might not have right now. You think when bad shit happens to me, I'll be in the crib like, oh my God, this is terrible. Could somebody please find Ja Rule, get hold of this motherfucker so I can make sense of all this. Where is Ja? Add me, Ja Rule.